Apple with Dermatol.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney heading to a weekend here on America Tonight. What a jam-packed hour we have for you. A little glimpse into what's going on water cooler-wise across this great nation. And also what's happening outside of our borders. Borders, the big part of the discussion in Washington. Benjamin Netanyahu, furious with the President of the United States, Barack Obama, who decides to take a little bit of a swipe at Israel when it comes to boundaries or borders. The President is siding with the Palestinians. How does he side with the Palestinians? He did that by endorsing their demand for their future state to be based on the borders that go back 40-plus years to 1967, before the Middle East War. So, Israel's upset. Now, there are other people who have to be excited about that, because how often does the United States get slammed on the head for being so pro-Israel that they don't look outside of the box and beyond, which I don't think is true, but absolutely the U.S. has been accused of that. And, of course, Israel is one of our best allies, so you don't turn your back on your ally. There is some confusion over what the president has said. In his speech, he pretty much threw it out there on the table, outlining the policy, the U.S. policy in the Middle East and North Africa, saying that the Palestinians' opening position, you know, needs to be going back to the 67 borders. It's interesting because there's a big meeting with the Israeli prime minister who's not happy. Netanyahu doesn't want anything to do with the 67 borders, says that would kill Israel. There's no way they would go back. They're willing to work with the Palestinians, but they're not willing to do that and maybe change some of the things with land, but no. Can you imagine a complete land swap? Here's a little sliver of what the Prez had to say in his speech.
Oh, these countries may be a great distance from our shores. We know that our own future is bound to this region by the forces of economics and security, by history and by faith. So in the months ahead, America must use all our influence to encourage reform in the region. Even as we acknowledge that each country is different, we need to speak honestly about the principles that we believe in with friend and foe alike.
So this is a big deal because he's the first president to ever say this. He's the first president to ever say back to the 67 borders. This is a huge public endorsement of the idea of doing that. And here in talking about a peace deal, this was a big thing to throw out on the table. But the question is fair or foul, and does it make a difference in this long-lasting conflict and trying to resolve it? I don't mean to be caustic or look at this with what I call a jaundiced eye, but having talked to many people who have something at stake here, deep down, besides the land grab and this land swap, it goes so much deeper, because so much blood has been shed, so much anger, aggravation motivating the two to lob missiles at each other. I mean, this is decades old, this conflict. And this is a big deal for the president to do it, telling Israel to act boldly and to do something, and the dream of a Jewish and democratic state can't be fulfilled without permanent occupation. And, you know, he also did have some things to say to the Palestinians, because he says what the Palestinians are trying to do, you think, They're trying to delegitimize Israel. And of course, I mean, exactly. If you listen to some of the things that are thrown out there, language-wise anyway. Gee, talk to Ahmadinejad if you want to hop over a few to Iran and see what he has to say about Israel. There's a reason why missiles are pointed in that direction. But this has to do with the Gaza Strip, with land, with the Palestinians and the Arab land and the occupation and Israel and ultimately what they're going to do and what the commitment is doing and U.S. mediation. It's like somebody said to me just briefly in a conversation today, maybe we should butt our nose out of this. You heard the president say there why, basically give you the hook of why should we care. We can't, we're too deep into this. We can't get out of this now. And we do have vested interest in what's going on in Israel. We absolutely do across all of the Middle East. And I can give you 15 reasons for that. Some of them might be living right down the street from you. Meaning families that have made major sacrifices in the effort of reaching out in democracy or changing things in a tough, tough, tough part of the world and protecting Americans, because after all, wasn't that what it was all about if we talk about Iraq and Afghanistan? You can throw in your two cents on this. What do you think? Was my friend right? Just butt out? I don't think so. Too late for that anyway. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Closer to home in Mississippi and Louisiana, and of course many states have been socked by the river, the mighty Mississippi being swollen and really spitting and flying down into several cities, so much so that what they've had to do is open up that Morganza spillway. We've been talking about this now for 2 weeks. People already now have lost their homes and won't be able to go back for probably a month. But other things have been lost. And this is what I was mentioning briefly in a previous show. It's not, besides that, which is the worst, the people in their houses and all of that. Guess what? It affects all of us. I don't care if you're lying on a beach somewhere on the Space Coast. I don't care if you're walking in the woods in Vermont. You know why it affects you? Because gas prices. How about all the oil wells that are being flooded and the ones that are in danger of being flooded as the waters start to crest along the Mississippi River through Louisiana? Remember, think of refinery capacity. 15% of it, baby, it lies there. Flooded refineries would have a deadly impact on our oil infrastructure and gasoline prices just like that overnight. You could wake up and you could be paying, I'm not kidding you, probably 50 cents more. And then who knows where it climbs after that. 11 refineries that produce 1 million barrels of gasoline a day are right there in the path of where the floodwaters could come. You're talking about 8 million barrels of gasoline a day. Not a laughing matter. Not a laughing matter. You're going to see a giant spike in gas if it happens. Just in time for Memorial Day. You think that'll deter people from taking trips? I'll meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, down on it and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman.
All right, speaking of bad luck. Thanks for joining us, by the way, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Appreciate the support. Lots of emails flooding in about Judgment Day. We're going to get to the mail in our next segment. Judgment Day, not to confuse everybody, according to FamilyRadio.com, starts on May 21st. So over the weekend, then you have 5 months to get it in order, baby, because that's when all hell breaks loose, and it's the end of our lives as we know it. I guess unless you're off somewhere else and you found a safe nook or cranny that I keep referring to hide in. What's interesting is some people are using the opportunity, because they've seen all these billboards and the campaigns about Judgment Day. Some people are using the opportunity to throw big parties. It started a chain of, seriously, huge parties across the nation. But Family Radio, really, I have to, no matter what, I got to give them credit, because they have reached some people. I know in three different cities, I saw billboards about it, saying it was the end, you know, it was the end Judgment Day, just basically Judgment Day, and had the date and kind of a scary looking billboard. So, you know how much money they've gotten? Now, this is between 2005 and 2009, but $80 million. That's a big chunk of coin to raise. And it's a Christian radio network that's in Oakland, California. They have 65 stations all over the country. How about that? So maybe some of the people that work there don't completely believe it is going to be the end of days and that all these catastrophic things are going to happen in the next 5 months. But enough people believe that they're piling the money in. And this Family Radio is funded by donations. They got $18 million in 2009. According to their tax filings, that's big money. So there's people who believe in what they're pumping out there. And probably many people who believe that, looking at the interpretation of the Bible and and saying that, yeah, this is the time. This is, you know, look at it, read it. This means goodbye. The guy who is running the show is a guy named Harold Camping. And he sent a goodbye letter to the family radio mailing list last week, I guess. I was reading this story about it. And he basically says bye-bye and really encourages people to continue to stand together to proclaim religion or the gospel through family radio. So that's what's interesting about that is if he sends out a mailer saying, you know, farewell, but let's stay together because we're going to keep working on this gospel thing, why would they want to keep doing business as usual if we only have 5 months to live? I'm just saying. And if you have raised all this money, there he must be making some money, especially if it's a nonprofit. And what's also interesting is Family Radio requested an extension to file the nonprofit paperwork. They submit the financial documents and all that stuff and into all those different states where they get donations. There's a whole process of stuff that you have to do, of course. So they got this extension pushed to November 15th. Of course, you could say, well, that would be like running up your credit cards if you believe in 5 months we're all going to be dead because the plagues and crazy things and earthquakes and whatever are going to kill us off slowly until it's the end of the earth. So I wonder behind closed doors what the conversation looks like. I'm just thinking. They have broadcast licenses that are have been valued at $56 million. But they still say on their books they only have $1.5 million in cash. And they have employees. So, you know, go figure. Just thinking out loud. But Judgment Day, because of the money that rolled in, they were able to really cut a wide swath across the U.S. I mean, you saw those billboards. Probably some of you saw those billboards, too. May 21st, 2011. Remember, Proverbs 3:7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. That was one of the quotes. That was one of the little hooks that was thrown out there. Not a quote, but one of the hooks. And I saw it. Salt in the desert. Saw it a couple of different places. All right, so we're bouncing back and forth here. I just wanted to mention that because I thought that was kind of interesting. But back to Israel and what should happen there. That's a big question mark that is hanging out there now that the press has said, let's go back to 67. And let's, in 67 meaning what happened before, so the Palestinians would win in that case, and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, not happy at all. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you? Hey, Don.
Oh, there you are. Hey, yeah, it's kind of a, hey, first of all, I got so much stuff for you, Kate. First of all, Beaver, Utah, middle of the state, 2 feet of snow last night.
2 feet of snow?
They had to shut down I-15. Can you believe that?
I didn't even know that. Yeah, wow.
And it stopped raining all week. So, and I ain't joking with you when I say we don't get no spring air. That's a fact. I mean, it'll snow in June sometime, and then next thing you know, it'll be 90 degrees in summer for the rest of the year, you know, or the summer, you know. So, but anyway, though, hey, and by the way, I guess, you know, it's Oprah's last show or something like that.
Oprah's last show is next week, next Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, she is on the front of the paper tonight, and her prophetic comment, she says, is, it is done. Now, this is supposed to be a really smart woman, right? Very rich, got Obama into the presidency, right? Now, why is she quoting the exact same words that Christ said on his exact last words when translated from Hebrew when he was on the cross? Does that kind of sound kind of goofy? You don't think she'd be smart enough not to? That could offend a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think she thought about that though. I'm gonna say that was just coincidental.
Her show has been, what, about the biggest show in the history of television, maybe, or...
Sure,
you know,
one of them.
So, you know,
yeah.
But any case, though, and all I can say about Obama is he spoke like a true Muslim today, you know. Yeah, let's just give them all back the land that, you know, was, you know, Israel's... Heck, you know, once we get back to the borders of 57, hey, let's just go back to the borders of 45 or 48 when there was no Israel at all, right? So, and I agree with your friend in the UK, right out of it. It ain't none of your business. They'll take care of it over there. So, you know.
Yeah, so there's a vote for butt out. Get out of it, yeah.
You know, those guys are don't know. Okay, you know, they'll solve the issue, you know, themselves, or it'll just keep going on. You know, I never understood why Israel, when it was formed, they left the Palestinians there at all. Why didn't they just get them all, boot them all out? You know, if you're going to take over the land, take the whole thing over. Don't go halfway, you know. But in any case, though, I guess it does work as kind of a, you know, I would be surprised to see somebody launch missiles at them or whatever, you know, because then you'd be telling tons of Palestinians along with, you know. But, of course, I don't think Ahmad the Jihad cares much about Palestinians, you know. It'd just be a political thing for him. And, of course, I hope he understands that if they ever launch a missile at Israel, the United States will level Iran. So, and I hope he still understands that if he thinks he's smart enough that we won't. But in any case, so, hey, I never got to talk to you about Arnie.
Do you believe it? First of all, I thought it was a 10-year-old boy, 13 years old, and both women were pregnant at the same time and gave birth within days of each other. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You got to go back prior to even him being married and the fact that, you know, you remember Jose when he came out with the big book on steroids and busted all the baseball players and, you know, these guys get on it. And you listen to Jose, he tells you, man, you know, the sex drive is off the charts, you know, when you're pumping this stuff, you know. And in any case, so, you know, Arnie's sitting there, Marie has pregnant. She said, nah, get out of my bedroom tonight or whatever. And, hey, there's my housemate. She's not very pretty, but, you know, who cares, you know. And so that happens. And so, but the issue comes down, I guess, now, the big question is, did Maria know, you know? And, you know, I guess that question could be answered, yeah, bye-bye. Does it sound like Kennedy? Here's my
You're so bad. Oh, you're so bad. First of all, the fooling around the housekeeper, unacceptable, Don. That is brutal. I don't care if he was pumping. I don't care what he was pumping. Pumping iron, pumping steroids, pumping whatever. He was pumping all the wrong things. I mean, that was just so bad. But I see what you're saying. You're saying, oh, because of Kennedy. Now, she came out and made a statement about that was unacceptable and that she wasn't raised that way, because maybe thinking that some people were going to put that Kennedy stamp on her, that, hey, this is what happens. I mean, look what happened with her uncle. Look what happened with a couple of her uncles, and, you know, just turn the blind eye and they know. I don't know that she, well, I don't know. Was she that naive,
hey,
though?
Nate?
Yeah.
Nate, let me, real quick. I didn't mean it that way, the way it sounded. What I'm trying to say is, here's the two quick angles. One, she knew, she didn't know about it, and he hid it from her because he knew if she found out, and Maria's a great gal, don't get me wrong, okay, she would have divorced him, and it would have been, and she would have destroyed his chance of winning governor and becoming governor in California. You know how the Kennedys are. You get on the bad side of the Kennedys, and you're in deep doo-doo, you know. Or two, she did know about it, and she said, oh, you're going to stay in Sacramento as governor. I'm going to stay down here in California with the kids. You ain't going to touch me, and I'm going to be first lady of California. So was there political ambition? I don't know that you'd say first lady of California is a political office, but you know, she did get to do a lot of things in that position. So that's what I meant by – I meant more of a political statement, Kate, not a
– Oh, I got you. I'm sorry.
And Marilyn Monroe and all that stuff, you know. But I'm just kind of, you know, just curious about that, you know. If she knew –
Thanks.
You know,
thanks, Tom. We're up against it. Thanks so much.
Cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its TruCool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold-processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. believers. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
So a couple of things we're kicking around here. Part of the weekly water cooler buzz has been Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the details that are starting to come out about what happened in that household. And now that he's got two 13-year-old sons, one by the housekeeper, one with his wife, their last child, their youngest child. And here the two women were pregnant at the same time. Boggles the mind, doesn't it? What's interesting to me is I don't care about the Hollywood crap and all the salaciousness, so much of that. It's just interesting that he would take the risk knowing, I mean, feeling confident that somebody wouldn't topple him as he was the governor of California. Because remember, he ran. First it was the recall thing, getting the job, and then running. And there you go. Nobody broke that story. That's very, very surprising to me that didn't come out. We're also kicking it around about Israel and the press calling for the return to the pre-67 borders. Israel inflamed by these comments. And, of course, this is right before a big bad meeting with the prime minister of Israel, meaning our president, and Benjamin Netanyahu. Wouldn't you love to see the greeting there? Hey, how you doing? Big slap on the back. I don't think so. I don't think he's happy. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
This moral ineptitude from Arnold, and then this guy, Dominique, the guy that had IMF, has more money in God and chooses to mess with the help. I'm convinced of one thing. I'm going to invest in saltpeter futures. I think that's what I need to do.
I don't know that everybody knows what saltpeter is, but I do. I think it's hilarious.
Well, it's for everybody. It's what they used to give, especially the troops in World War II, to calm their sexual urges.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't get involved with the local gals, but anyway,
hilarious.
If I'd have pulled something like that, this guy's wife brings over money from France to get him out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife wouldn't have bought money. She'd have brought a bazooka or a castration kit of some kind.
I think a lot of men would be in the same position. I think it's shocking, yeah.
But, you know, on a serious note with this Obama speech today, I don't know where the man's coming from, Kate. You know, that isn't going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
George Mitchell, battled this for what, how many years now? Two years, 2.5 years?
Yeah, at least.
You know, it would be absolute suicide for Israel to give up the Golan Heights and have the Arabs looking down on, they could wipe the whole place out in no time at all. I just don't understand what is the advantage of doing that, saying those kind of things, when it isn't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen.
No. The idea of throwing out a new chapter in the Middle East, is it too... The only thing I can think is it's politics, it's positioning, it's saying to the Arab world, hey, I'm also with you. Don't think that we're just with Israel. We're with you, too, because I'm saying we should throw back to 67 and go back to what those borders were before. So that would be a way to, for lack of a better way to describe it, kind of schmooze them, kind of suck up to them a little bit, because he's trying to play both ends to the middle, but it's not going to work.
Well, if he knew anything about anything other than community organizing, he would have known back then that they tried to wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Yes, they did. Yes.
They all ganged up on them and tried to completely kill the nation. And now he wants them to give up these advantages that their people have died for. He's nuts. He's nuts.
Yeah, it's not happening. It's not happening. You have a great weekend. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I like the way you summed that up at the end. He's nuts. It's not. It's but it won't happen. And you're right, because you have to. It's what I was trying to say before. You go back to the roots of what the difference are. The differences are between Israel and the Palestinians, and you go back to the core religion, millions, thousands of years of discord, distrust, and especially when it comes to land grabs. And once that happened, and Dale's right, once that happened, especially the distrust grew even more, and the bloodshed that they suffered through. Even decades later, it runs very, very deep. Shannon is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Shannon.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for the call. What do you think?
Well, I think that he's way off the mark there. You know, there's historical and biblical proof that land belongs to Israel. And, you know, Israel's only 9 miles wide. It's not like a humongous country. Mm-hmm. And he's just not even thinking this through. You know, he just throws things out there anyway. You know, half the stuff he says makes absolutely no sense. It's like, you know, they take a poll and, oh, well, we'll just go with this. And I think the people in we'll take a poll over in the Middle East and ask them what they think, and this is what they want. So we'll just agree with them. We'll be popular over here because I'm the president of the world. You know, that's his attitude. And it just makes me want to puke.
I think he's wrong in this case, though. I agree with you. I think if you want to talk about throwing things out, I wonder – there's a think tank around the president. You know, it's who's around him. And what are they thinking by doing this? And all I can say is that it's part of the let's get the Arab nation on board with us and let's make them our ally and let's look at the Palestinians. Let's make it all happen and come together. And like you said, we'll be the big, bad, almost world leader. I say is going to go. So I'll spew it out there, and I'm the man. I'm the guy. I'm going to be the uniter. I'm going to be Solomon. I'm going to divide. I'm going to unite. I'm going to pull it all together. And that's not happening.
Well, you know, what's sad is, okay, if they gave that land up,
yeah,
and then it wouldn't be enough. They would still want more. And they wouldn't be happy if everybody left Israel, all the Jews, and went back to Europe, then the Muslims over in Europe would complain that they're over there. They don't want them, period, around anywhere.
Right.
They despise them no matter what. And you know, you go to this camping guy that's talking about the end of the world and, you know, how the judgment day is coming. You know, I don't know if you've ever read the book of Revelation or you've ever studied what camping's talking about.
Yeah,
you know,
I have.
Okay, well, if you look at the end times, you know, every nation comes against Israel in the end. Every nation. You know, look at what point you're at. I'm not saying that camping's right, but, you know, it's kind of getting close to the end. Every nation has come against Israel. We're coming against Israel.
Well, I think the coming against Israel would be the undoing of the United States. We can't do that. If you think of the Middle East.
Hillary, I mean, she was up before the UN, you know, just not too long ago, wanting to complain about the, you know, basically calling Israel war criminals for the way they were treating the Palestinians.
Yeah.
You know, and that was at the same time that you've had people sneaking into Jewish settlements and cutting babies' throats and killing a whole family. But they don't look at that. They look at, you know, when you talk to those people, they think that Israel is bad people. They're keeping food away from the Palestinians. They're not feeding them, and they're treating them like dogs. They put them in cages. And I mean, that's what I hear from people. But that's totally not the truth. You know, they have
it's being pumped out there, yeah.
I mean, but they had to put up a gate and let people in, you know, and check them first. I mean, because, I mean, they're getting guns. They have guns. They have everything. I mean, like that flotilla that Obama's friend sent from Chicago that William Ayers, you know, he had a big hand in that flotilla that was trying to come into Israel, you know, 5 or 6 months ago.
Right, that where they killed the people. Yeah, where they had no choice. Yeah.
You know, I mean, people got to start, you know, paying attention. This isn't this is a, you know, a total on purpose, you know, shot at Israel every chance they get. I mean, this isn't the first shot that he's taken at them. I mean, he totally ignored Netanyahu the last time he came to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
Like dirt. You know, he's not a pro-Israel president. You know, we know who his friends are, who he hung around, the guy from Berkeley that was the driver for Arafat. I mean, this is not a pro-Israel president.
Yeah.
I mean, when Al Franken tells, hey, Mr. President, you're going a little bit overboard with this because, you know, I'm Jewish and I don't like this, you know, they had to rein him in last time, and that was his own party.
Yeah. Interesting. Shannon, good caller. Shannon in Texas has some good pieces that he's certainly shoring up if you follow what he was saying. It's things that we've talked about in the past on America Tonight, like as he was mentioning, remember the lobbing back and forth of missiles. And he has a good point on the Israel stance. There's many people in America, though, that feel the opposite way of Shannon, who say, oh, you know, we're all about Israel. We're all over Israel. But I said it when we first came on, how can you stomp on Israel, especially look at the makeup of the United States. He brings up Al Franken, and Al Franken, the senator from Minnesota, saying, hey, I'm Jewish, you know, what are you doing here? And Benjamin Netanyahu, his hair's on fire. He's so upset with what happened in the speech earlier in the day, and they're supposed to meet on Friday, which they will. What do you think that meeting is going to be like? 800-259-5791. Coming up, more calls and a check of the mail.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 4 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Halfway underneath the bus as the president calls for Palestine to be based on 67 borders. Here's what Benjamin Netanyahu says. Those borders are not defensible, and also says a Palestinian state can't come at Israel's expense. So now the U.S. Pres Obama, who laid down for the first time ever in the history with our history with the president, his thoughts on what has to happen for a Middle East peace accord going backwards with the land, the first time ever a president has done that, and he's enraged people in Israel and also a big chunk of the United States. It's sort of split, because then there were other people that said we're tired of all this defense of Israel, who liked what the president said. But I think that's a very small segment. In fact, I'm going to read you something that was sent to me on my phone just a short while ago. And you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. But here's what some of the Arab leaders are saying. They're talking about being upset with what the president had to say. Hamas especially saying that Obama is being deceptive. And really, he's showing favoritism to Israel. So he didn't win them over either, which I don't know that we want to win over Hamas when you think that Hamas is riddled with terrorists, right? So the executive committee for the PLO said that they're concerned with what was said, specifics that were said in the president's speech from Washington, and they feel like they've been misled, whatever that means. A Hamas spokesperson said specifically they don't believe in U.S. policies because they are biased in favor of Israel, and they deny Palestinian rights no matter what the president says. Mahmoud Abbas had his own thoughts, too. Same thing. So the reaction hasn't been that positive. Abbas says he's committed to fulfilling all Palestinian obligations in whatever the accordance is with international agreements, especially the roadmap plan and the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative, but says that the efforts to resume the peace talks between the Palestinians and Israel, that's probably a good thing, and they hope they can reach a solution, and that he appreciates the president's declaration regarding the people's right to self-determination and freedom and all that, but says that the Palestinians need to deal with the occupation issues themselves, which is kind of surprising because you would think he'd be the one guy that would really just pump the fist and say, wow, the support, baby, big time. And then I read something from Alan Dershowitz, the famous attorney here in the U.S. who says the president was wrong to insist that Israel give up its card of occupying most of the West Bank without demanding that the Palestinians give up theirs. And therein lies the problem. He's right. It's got to be tit for tat, certainly. So we'll see. Well, ultimately, we'll see what happens in these conversations, but I think there's going to be some serious tension with Israel in playing the card that the president played. I guarantee there are others who disagree, though, and think that this was the right move. 800-259-5791. Like I said, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that. Some of you have sent me some emails on it. We're going to get to the mail in just a second. But quickly, let's dive down to Jeff in Oregon, who I'm sure is going to tell us something about Special Olympics, as he has big ties to Special Olympics. Jeff, what's going on with your fundraising efforts?
I raised over $1,000, Kate.
Wow, in a very short amount of time, like a week or something, right?
Yeah, under 2 weeks.
Wow, that's terrific. Good for you. And they'll use the money and they'll put it in the organization locally, or what will
they
do?
Yes, locally. It sponsors our games for winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Wow, that's great. Well, are you competing in any of the games coming up? Will you do any of that or no?
I do golf on June 5th. That's Sunday in Banks, Oregon.
Cool.
At Quail Valley.
Cool. Are you pretty good? Are you a pretty decent golfer?
That's what they all told me. They tell me I'm like a Tiger Woods. My coaches have been telling me. They tell me he owes me steak dinners, but I don't see him yet. And I was telling people about you where I do Dragon Boat Race. It's a Hong Kong boat. Yes, it's Viking boats. They call it Dragon Boat Race. We have that at Rose Festival.
Very neat. I never heard of that. I never heard of the Dragon Boat Races.
You never heard of that? Uh-oh. It looks like I have to tell Shelly to teach you everything again. Because Shelly was saying how cute you are to me, Kate.
There you go. That's nice.
Yeah,
all right, so the Dragon Boat Races. I'm going to have to look that up. But congratulations on the fundraising. You have a great weekend, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Let's get out there on that practice tee and start working with the golf balls, trying to hit them long, right? Those long drives. And remember, Jeff, you putt for dough. All right, we're going to jump on the mail. Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed. This one is from Jake listening to us in Austin. Kate, don't even soft pedal this one. I can't see a silver lining in what the Prez had to say on Thursday. The idea that this has been a very long-held view but never stated by the U.S. is ridiculous. We have to be pro-Israel, don't we? And to go back to the 67 lines that were drawn, I don't see it happening. Benjamin Netanyahu, I bet, can't stand the President of the United States. What do you think? That's pretty strong that he can't stand the President of the United States. You know, in any position of power, not that I'm going to defend Obama, but in any position of power, you have massive egos involved, particularly with heads of state in general. Here's what I think. I think there is some part of Netanyahu that doesn't want any involvement of the United States other than to be the ally, to help out, all that. But to get in the middle of this, to constantly get in the middle, and not have anything happen. I mean, there's always this conversation. There's always meetings. There's always the obligatory photo of, you know, a boss and on one side, and then Netanyahu on the other. But where does it go? Are there real timetables? Is anything ever really going to come of it? You know, ultimately, there's the question. This was a 45-minute deal, too. This was a long speech. So there were a lot of things that were thrown out. I mean, the gist of what was pulled out of it was the 67 border. But he did take a few slams at the Arab nation, too. I mean, it's not like he just completely showered love on the Palestinians and ignored Israel. In fact, weaved throughout the speech, he mentioned that America will always be there for Israel and they are our ally and all that sort of stuff, knowing that Israel is getting stung and constantly saying that we have a commitment to the security, it's unshakable and all of that, and that every state has the right to self-defense, and then Israel has to be able to defend itself by itself against any threat. So that was kind of weird in the middle of that he threw that in. But I have to think that there's some people that aren't too thrilled, certainly in Israel, with the idea of cutting these borders differently, of going all the way back to land that was picked up. In fact, Joe, Mary, Bob, Bill, thanks for the emails. We don't have time. The music means I have to step off the stage, but all of them also, in different ways, said the same thing, that they think Obama is out of his mind for saying what he did in his speech about the Middle East. I'm sure we'll hear more. You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.